When they arrived, Samuel noticed Eliab and thought, "Surely this is the one that the Lord wants me to anoint." But the Lord told Samuel, "Do not judge by his appearance or by his height, because I have rejected him, and the Lord does not see things the way you see them. People judge by appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Many times we have been carried away by appearances in terms of people, in terms of businesses, in terms of life situations. The first thing is reflected in front of our eyes. We consider it as good, and we want to have it. We want to reach it. But I do not know if you have heard a saying that says, not all that glitters is gold. And basically, it's what the Lord tried to teach this prophet, a man who loved God and who at some point stopped listening for a moment and waiting for God to give the order and let himself be carried away by his emotions and what his eyes saw. Sometimes we consider ourselves so experienced that we discard the advice of others, even when it's about waiting on God. We lose patience many times and we tend to make decisions lightly because we begin to weigh situations and examine them from the human point of view and not from the position we have in God. Samuel was a prophet, and a prophet had a direct relationship with the Lord. And in addition to being a prophet, he was judge of Israel. And God had given him the authority and appointed the responsibility of anointing those who were to be king of Israel. Saul, who was the first king of Israel, was anointed by Samuel, guided by the Lord. But since Saul did not know how to carry out the authority that the Lord gave him, then God raised a man according to his heart, who behind the sheep was equipped. As we all know, that man was David. David learned to know God, worship God with anonymity. And for this, and far away from other people, he was the man that God was going to choose. However, God calls Samuel and says, "Go to the house of Jesse, to whom I tell you to anoint as king." You will anoint him as king. Now it strikes me that God does not give him the full name and tells him, "Go to Jesse's house and anoint David his son as king," but tells him, "You are going to do that in that house. You are going to prepare sacrifice for me there. You are going to anoint the next king of Israel. But wait for a moment when I tell you, and whoever I tell you that you are going to anoint, whoever, since I know what can happen to most of us all, I am not judging Samuel, but I am taking this part of this life as an example so that we learn today not to let ourselves be carried away by the emotions and pleasures of the moment. Don't let ourselves be carried away by what the heart dictates, by more experience we have in life. Because as I was telling you right now, we tend to judge appearances from the position we have acquired. And more if in life has hit us hard and we believe that because we desire, we have in our head, in a different circumstance that we have gone through, we tend to think that we have the experience to make the right decision. But my dear friends, the prophet Jeremiah once wrote it, and it is written in the Bible to teach us that the heart of a man is deceitful and perverse as all things. And he says, "Who will know him? Only God can know him. And if God can know him, only in him should be our security to walk as we should walk." And do not attend thinking that knowing the past and have the past experiences, they make us feel safe to walk well in what is to come. And I want to make it clear to you, and I hope you listen to me, please. the experiences of the past is good. It is good that we can remember the circumstances that once happened so that on the path of life, we do not make the same mistake. But that should not be our starting point and what drives us to move forward, because the fact that we know history well does not assure us that under this premise of knowing history well, we will make the right decisions, because we know the past, but we do not know the future. The only one who knows what will come is God, and therefore knowing his history does us good to not repeat the same mistakes. But our platform to propel us forward must be in Jesus Christ, because he knows what will come. And it is not only knowing where we are and where we came from, but where we are going. Now, Samuel, when he arrived to that place, he was obedient to what God told him. But since God did not speak to him to show him who the next king was, he began to see the sons of Jesse pass him from one place to another. And the eldest arrived, the first, which he considered could be. Samuel saw him and said, "He is tall, he is good looking, and according to the protocols that are needed for a person to be king, I think that with his height, he meets the requirements. Moreover, he is a man of war. I think that he could be the one." This calls my attention. Samuel did not wait for God to tell him who it was. Many times, God remains silent. Sometimes we think that this silence gives us some authority to make decisions and to move lightly. But it turns out that we make the wrong decision. And in the end, we always end up questioning God why he allowed this or that, when we never had the patience to wait without losing our cool, that he will speak to us. We let ourselves go, and the world knows how to impress. The married man or woman are impressed with the one who comes from the outside and treats them better. And then they decide to leave their home to go after that one, or the one that made them feel better. But in the end, it brings them condemnation, because the problem may not be now. Now you can feel good with what you are doing, but in the end, where are you going to go? There is an eternity, my beloved friend. There is an eternity, my beloved friend. And letting oneself be carried away by what the heart says is a complete mistake, because a heart that is not directed by God is a heart that moves emotionally and is carried away by the winds of life. But what seems in front of its eyes good, but in the end, the Bible says, it is the way of death, of destruction. Therefore, we have Samuel, who sits there. He is fulfilling part of what God tells him. But when he sees the first son of Jesse, according to the requirements that he had for a king, that was the most indicated. And when the moment is coming to come, perhaps he is going to get up and tell him, I don't want to see the others, because this seems to be the right one. God tells him, "Samuel, he is not." I would like to paraphrase a little. I place myself in that position of Samuel, sitting there observing, because we could fall into that. In fact, in life, we have been wrong so many times because we have judged what is in front of our eyes. How many times have we judged a person, how they dress, a certain situation that are presenting to us because of what people do to us in the past? And in that way, we judge because we already have arguments. We are full of prejudice. If I ask you how life should be, you would draw a number of arguments from me. And perhaps you would mention to me what you really deserve and what is what you have, what you don't deserve. But that's not what it's about. It's like life. It is lived as God designed it. but it costs us someone to tell us what we have to do. And more, when God is silent, we despair. But that is where most of the mistakes come from. Let me tell you that God takes his time and patience, his virtue. And therefore, in patience, he also teaches us to wait so that we understand who he is, the giver of life. He is the owner of all things. He is in control. God does not miss anything. My beloved friend, God does not escape absolutely nothing. Do not despair to make decisions lightly. Wait on the Lord. Maybe what is in front of our eyes, you say, that is the good thing, but this is what I have been waiting for. That is the happiness that I deserve, but it is really like, what does the Lord tell you? And I believe God called Samuel and said, Samuel, people judge what is in front of their eyes, but I see the heart. What matters to me, Samuel, is the heart. It is your heart, my beloved friend. My beloved friend, what matters to the Lord, for the world, it matters how you look, but God cares about your heart. Everything in this world is vanity of vanities, because in this world, it is judged by the appearance. And that is why he asked him, you know that I take back, perhaps Samuel tells Jesse, these are all your children. Look at the party they have organized, the dinner they have organized. David, who was not there because not even his father considered that he fell within the requirements of a king. But this will be another teaching, another reflection. And Samuel tells him, send to call your son who is taking care of the sheep. I imagine David did not give him time to get ready. He came smelling a little dirty from hard working. He was busy. It was not the best job. But he loved what he did. And there, he had been trained by God. And when Samuel sees him, God tells him, now Samuel, that's the one I'm going to anoint as king. I believe when Samuel takes his oil and throws it on David to be anointed as king, his brothers are amazed. His dad is amazed. The people who were there, the elders, are amazed. And the first thing that I think might come to their mind is how in this small child, inexperienced youth, boy, and to finish, adjusting chief keeper, be as king. That is what God does, right? Not all that glitters is gold, my beloved friend. Do not despair. What are your eyes seeing? But what it is. What does God really want you to do? Before making decisions, that should be the question. Don't rush. Don't rush, because perhaps what you may be thinking is your blessing, it will be your curse later on. And the Father loves you and does not want you to suffer. So I encourage you today, wait in the Lord. Wait a little longer, because he will not take long to speak. And if he isn't silent, he is teaching you something. Do not move. Remain firm. Be still. The Lord will do it. Father, I thank you for your words. Thank you, Father, for your fidelity. Thank you. You are always in control. Forgive us, because rather we are the ones who despair. And many times, with so many prejudices that we have in our minds and arguments, we judge lightly. We allow ourselves to be carried away by what does not come from you. But today, Lord, we bring our thoughts subject to you. We ask you to be the one to guide us always at all time. Father, take the family, take our emotions, take the relationships that we have, the friendships, take the negotiations, everything that we are going to do daily, we put in front of you so that you are the one who guides us. Because when we walk in your obedience, we will ask all your support. I pray for each person who receives this word so that he can wait. You sustain him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. God always arrives just in time.